T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
67 degrees, clouds overhead as people making their way home at 5:07. We're firing up today's Drive at 5. With protests on college campuses at places like Yale, NYU, Columbia, Boston College, UNC, Chapel Hill, and UCal Berkeley, protesters at Pitt are demanding that the university disclose its ties to Israeli organizations. Free, free Palestine, ringing out on the lawn, the echoes of the chants of the University of Pittsburgh's Cathedral of Learning. A group of demonstrators gathering today to demand the school tell them about investments in Israeli organizations. The group, made up of more than 20 students and others unaffiliated with the university, had banners that said Free Palestine, Genocide Joe, How Many Kids Have You Killed Today, in what organizers said was a show of solidarity with students at other universities across the country who were advocating for Palestinian liberation. The demonstration at Pitt comes as students flock to their campus polling locations to cast votes in Pennsylvania's primary election. Statewide, groups opposing President Joe Biden's support of Israel and its war against Hamas are urging Democratic voters to write in No Joe on their primary ballots. A New Kensington man suing Kennywood Park and its parent companies, alleging that officials knew long before last week that the park's premier roller coaster, the Steel Curtain, would be closed for the season, a fact that they hid in order to boost season pass sales, according to the filing. It is a 10-page class action lawsuit filed Monday in Allegheny County Court in the Court of Common Pleas. It was filed by Joshua Miller and his attorney. Spokesperson for the West Mifflin Park declined to comment on the litigation. Now, Kennywood, the lawsuit alleges, created directed advertising campaigns targeting Miller and others meant to entice him to purchase the 2024 season pass. That advertising featured myriad park attractions, including the Steel Curtain. Miller bought his season pass, according to the lawsuit, with the belief all rides would be operational. On April 17th, 3 days before the park opened for the season, it was announced the Steel Curtain would be closed for the year. The park's assistant general manager made the Steel Curtain announcement via video, saying the coaster is set to undergo extensive modification project. We understand the frustration many of you have felt for not being able to experience Steel Curtain, said the representative. On behalf of our entire team, we absolutely share that frustration with you. Pennsylvania's goal of bringing solar energy to low-income and disadvantaged communities got a $156 million nod from the federal government this week. The plan still being designed, but is likely to start in the Philadelphia area and then spread westward in the coming months and years. The Environmental Protection Agency made the announcement of the awards under its Solar for All program, which was granted to states with large multi-state initiatives to bring solar access to residential households. The Keystone State shooting for $250 million, We're up to 45%. We'll go to the Philadelphia Green Capital Corporation, a green bank offshoot of the Philadelphia Energy Authority. Its program to solarize Philly has helped at least 2,700 households in the area with solar access, according to an authority report that was released this week. The U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm was in Cleveland Cliffs' Butler Works plant this week, touting a new rule for the electric grid that protects jobs at the Western Pennsylvania Steel Mill. Mills like this one, an institution for over 100 years, aren't just for employers. They're anchors for Lindora, for the state of Pennsylvania, for our entire country, said the secretary. President Joe Biden believes that we grow and decarbonize critical industries like steel and create good-paying, high-quality union jobs at the same time, said the energy secretary. She was joined by the CEO of Cleveland Cliffs and the region's congressional delegation, which in many cases was fighting back against the proposed rule. Representative Mike Kelly, Republican from Butler, Chris DeLuzio, Democrat, Aspinwall, as well as the county commissioners and other members of the United Auto Workers were also there with the energy secretary. Parents and community advocates calling on Pittsburgh Public to reconsider a plan that may talk about school consolidation plans. Nearly 30 people gathering outside Pittsburgh Public Schools Administration building this week. The rally, which started an hour before the school board's scheduled public hearing, was organized by an advocacy organization called 412 Justice, drawing in people who chanted, "Fund our schools, nothing about us, without us," among other things, as they called on school directors and administrators to reconsider plans that would lead to the possible closure and consolidation of some schools as the district faces a growing budget deficit and declining enrollments. More on this coming up at the bottom of the hour. United Health paying a ransom in the Change Healthcare cyber attack. How much was not disclosed, but it did admit that it paid the ransom to a cyber threat actor in an effort to protect patient data following the February cyber attack on its subsidiary Change Healthcare. The company also confirmed that files containing personal information were compromised in the breach. This attack was conducted by malicious threat actors. We continue to work with law enforcement and multiple leading cybersecurity firms during our investigation, said United Health. Ransom, part of the company's commitment to do all it could to protect patient data from disclosure. Well, it turns out that United Health, which has more than 152 million customers, said it also determined that the cyber threat actors accessed files containing protected health information and personally identifiable information, according to a release this week. The Department of Justice agreeing to pay more than $138 million to victims of disgraced sports physician Larry Nassar. They apologized for the FBI failing to act on the warnings about the convicted sex abuser. The FBI, quote, failed to conduct an adequate investigation of Nassar's conduct, said the acting Associate Attorney General Benjamin Meiser in an announcement of the $138.7 million settlement. It was reported last week the Justice Department was expecting to pay about $100 million. This announcement culminated several years of internal probes, which concluded that FBI agents in Indianapolis made fundamental errors by failing to notify other FBI offices or state or local authorities about Dr. Nassar. New federal rule bars transgender school bathroom bans. But it's not likely the final word from the Associated Press. A new rule from President Joe Biden's administration blocking blanket policies to keep transgender students from using school bathrooms that align with their gender identity could conflict with laws, in Republican-controlled states. The clash over bathroom policy and other elements of federal regulation finalized last week could set the stage for another wave of legal battles over how transgender kids should be treated in the U.S. In recent years, transgender people have gained visibility, and some conservative officials have pushed back. A lot of states have laws that are reining in their rights. Measures include laws to keep transgender girls out of girls' sports, limiting which school bathrooms transgender people can use, requiring school staff to notify parents if their student identifies in school as transgender. Also, barring school staff from being required to use pronouns that a transgender student chooses to use. And that wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the 23rd day of April. It's 5:15.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.